Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Suzanne Tulin is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne is the principal of the Brand Ascension Group. She and Carol, I think she's her partner, Carol Chapman, along with Suzanne, are the authors of Brand DNA. You get the picture here, folks. They're into branding. And as you know, that's something I think is a big deal. Let's get her in here. Suzanne Tulin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. So happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, it says here, folks, I've seen Suzanne's picture. And it says here that that for 23 years, she's been passionately serving clients, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, working with branding, helping them get there, putting their best foot forward. But the point I'm making here, Suzanne, you obviously were a child prodigy beginning your career at six. Is that right?
You could say that, sure. Yeah, I've been working since I was 12.
That's the story we're sticking to, right, Suzanne?
Right.
Okay, so you talk about brand DNA. You're talking about, the genetic code for your organization and your competitive advantage. Tell us what you mean when you say brand DNA.
Well, you know, let's talk about brand first. I think that's probably one of the most misunderstood terms in marketing and building businesses today, and that's why we wrote the book and why we're doing business the way we are. And in defining brand, if you think about brand as a perception, and that's it. It's just a perception. And then you think about all the things that you can do as an organization to create perception, good, bad, or indifferent. You've got all the customer touch points. You've got all your advertising. You've got your setup and your environment. You could create multi-sensory environments, whether it's strategic and deliberate and you understand what you want to create, or you're just going off the cuff, as, you know, a lot of small businesses do, because they're doing so many other things. They don't have really the consciousness or time or understanding on
mostly because they don't even think about having a brand.
They don't.
Unfortunately.
They don't. Well, actually, they think that their logo is their brand.
Right.
But let me clarify that. If they think that, if I can just, you know, clear up this misconception that the brand is not the logo. The logo is just an icon that represents the brand. So what is the brand is still the question.
Right. One of the things I like to do is to tell people, don't think of brand, think of branding. And the reason I say that is because it helps them to understand that the second half of that word is ding, and that's what you want to go off in the, and you want that ding to go off in, as you said, the perception. You want that to go off in the employees, in the customer's mind, and the ding might be associated with the face or the voice or the behavior of one of your employees.
Absolutely. You know, I always like to spell branding with a hyphenated I-N-D. Seriously, because we totally believe that branding is a process. It's not an event like a marketing campaign might be, but branding is a continuous process and lives and endures through the entire lifetime of the organization.
Right.
So there has to be that consciousness there to understand what is that perception that you want to give off on a very consistent, relevant, and distinctive way.
Well, and it's the thing that I like the way you talk about the competitive part of this, how critical it is to your competitiveness, because you know, think about it, folks. You sell stuff that other people sell.
Mm-hmm.
So if they think of what you sell when they think of a brand. If that's what you're working on, then they might think of somebody else instead of you, and so the only differentiator is not your product. As I point out all the time here, as I harp on all the time here, Suzanne, you know, your everything you sell is a commodity. The only thing unique about you is your brand.
Your brand, and then if you want to expand on that, your brand is the experience that they have
right.
working with you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a great quote we use all the time in our workshops from The Experience Economy, another book that is fabulous, fabulous read. It says, in the absence of a distinctive brand experience, price becomes the default in your customer's purchase decision.
Mm-hmm.
And how true is that? That's just
right.
amazing.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So one of the things that I want to ask you is, as my audience knows, I've been talking about branding. I've been preaching branding for, you know, the 13 and a half years that I've been doing the show.
Excellent.
But I do believe that there's been a shift in branding over the last few years as customers have become more empowered in what I call the age of the customer. Uh-huh. They're becoming they're claiming more of the ownership of your brand. Can you talk uh-huh. to us about how that's changing? The DNA of our branding is starting to be infiltrated by the customer's DNA.
Well, sure, and it's becoming highly conscious in small business minds these days, and every level of business. But where it has been absent before, small businesses are now able to work globally because of the internet. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all of a sudden, I'm not just a Colorado Springs company. I am selling product all over the world. So to your point, we're getting input from all kinds of customers to understand their wants and their needs and their desires.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to be so much more conscious in how we begin delivering that perception, our brand, right, in a very consistent, distinctive, and relevant way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the expectations are changing. The ding that customers want today, that's changing. It's different today than it was 5 years ago, isn't it?
Well, you know, as everything evolves, yes, it is. And I would say, you know, immediacy, I would say quality, I would say transparency is
mm-hmm.
huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your brand can be totally wiped out by a few comments online.
That's it.
It's just, you know, it's on the fly.
Your performance and that experience has to match. I mean, what you say and how you deliver, those things have to match now in a way that they've never had to as much as they ever had to before.
Well, there was a bit of time lapse in between when the client would eventually catch on that
right.
the business wasn't showing up that way, right? But now
right.
it's
instantaneous.
It's immediate.
Yeah. And that's how it's changing, Brandon. When we come back, I'm going to ask Suzanne Tulin to explain to us how what's going on right now with branding is actually to your advantage, small business owners, more so than it is for the big companies. 20 after, the book is called Brand DNA. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.